The theme for the 2024-2025 budget is a long one: full monetization of Uganda's economy through commercial agriculture, industrialization, expanding and broadening services, digital transformation, and market access. While reading the budget, Matia Kaseja, Uganda's finance minister, said the economy has fully recovered from various internal and external shocks that impacted its performance in the past 4 years, including the effects of COVID-19.
During the year ending April 2024, Uganda's exports increased by $2.534 billion to $7.71 billion, compared to $4.938 billion in April 2023, representing a 34% growth.
Despite the population's challenging financial difficulties, the Uganda government insists the economy has progressed from the category of least developed countries, or LODCs, to medium human development. Ugandans will have to pay some new or increased taxes on products like beer, petroleum products, and construction materials like cement and lime. The government has also imposed a 0.5% tax on mobile banking and imported wines. Kaseja says the taxes will help fund development projects like road constructions, hospitals, and agriculture.
The project areas include: 1. More investment in research and genetic development of selected value chains for animal, fish, and crop varieties.
The government expects to generate local revenues to fund over half of the budget. He said more money will be injected into tourism development and mineral development, including oil and gas. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni agrees Uganda's development is on the right track.
We shall catapult the economy to the size of the $500 billion. Why am I sure of this? It is because much of our economy today is comprised of raw materials that are in value nominally 10% of the value of the final products.
Museveni also reiterated his government determination to a key issue that has affected Uganda's development: corruption. For VOA News, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.